I was elected vice president, ultimately serving for 8 years. I had the opportunity as a member of the Clinton-Gore administration to pursue an ambitious agenda of new policies addressing the climate crisis. At that time, I discovered firsthand how fiercely Congress would resist the changes we were urging them to make, and I watched with growing dismay as the opposition got much, much worse after the takeover of Congress in 1994 by the Republican Party and its newly aggressive conservative leaders. I organized and held countless events to spread public awareness about the climate crisis and to build more public support for congressional action. I also learned numerous lessons about the significant changes in recent decades in the nature and quality of America's conversation of democracy. Specifically, that entertainment values have transformed what we used to call news, and individuals with independent voices are routinely shut out of the public discourse. In 1997, I helped achieve a breakthrough at the negotiations in Kyoto, Japan, where the world drafted a groundbreaking treaty whose goal is to control global warming pollution. But then I came home and faced an uphill battle to gain support for the treaty in the U.S. Senate. In 2000, I ran for president. It was a hard-fought campaign that was ended by a 5-4 decision